And it's time for the Coast Social Network, where we talk to your friends and neighbors across Southwest Michigan about things going on. And something really great going on tomorrow is Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Day. And Jill's joining me from the Berrien County Parks Department. And this is a huge event, one of the biggest events of the year for people that want to, clear some things out, get rid of some stuff, but also you're able to help them out and help them get rid of that stuff, but also put it to good use. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. And you've got a lot of things going on tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. And actually, last weekend, I cleaned out my own garage, and I've got my little piles to bring tomorrow. Good timing for this event. So we will be in the parking lot at Lake Michigan College tomorrow, and the event starts at 3 p.m. We do encourage people to, well, we need you to enter at the Napier Avenue entrance. That's the main entrance to the college, and just follow the recycling event signs.
Yeah, it's real easy. I did it last year, and it's simple, smooth. It's like a machine. But every once in a while, you got that one person that comes off of one of the other streets, and it's like, this is where I go? Nope, line starts over there. So, but there are clear signs all down Napier Avenue that said, this is where you go. You enter there, and then you just follow the path. And I will say, absolutely, it runs like a machine with all the people that you have there, all the different organizations, all the different items that people are sorting through. I don't know how you guys do it, because it ran very smooth.
Well,
and there was a lot of people,
that.
But still, I was pretty much in and out.
That's good. You know, this is our 10th annual event. So we have 9 years of experience. We try to tweak it a little each year just to help with that efficiency. So
Absolutely. We'll
have our volunteers ready to roll and trained at 3 p.m. We'll get things rolling. But we are there for 4 whole hours. So anyone can come between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. anytime, all the way up to 7 p.m. No need to get off work early. Come on out after 5, after 5:30, all the way up till 7, and we'll be there to take your stuff.
Yeah, that's a good time. They're right around that 5:30. You get off work, like I did last year. I went home, grabbed all my stuff, my dog, put him in the front seat, and we just cruised down the road and went straight to that. And it was, like I said, in and out. And what's cool is that there are different items in different areas that you drop off these items. And what sort of items should we... first off, what should we not bring? Like, don't worry about bringing this. Like, don't put this in your pile. What are some of those things?
We have a list of 11 different categories.
Okay.
And they're specific. So we aren't taking regular household recycling tomorrow. Okay. We're not taking trash. We're not taking cardboard, that kind of thing. We really have 11 different items. I'll go quickly through the lineup. So
Absolutely.
If you're in line, the first stop is a tent. We'll have a bunch of volunteers there. The items that will be taken there are American flags, plastic grocery bags, bicycles, which are going to Cycle Recycle,
Wonderful.
Which is just down the street here. Eyeglasses. We're taking foam or polystyrene, which is like picture an ice chest or foam that comes with a computer when you buy one. We're taking that. Shoes. They need to be in pairs and decent condition. Books. We can take soft and hardcover, but it's for reuse. So we want books that you can read, novels, that kind of thing. And magazines and catalogs. So the first stop is a pretty big category. A lot of stuff. The volunteers will take care of it, take out what they can there. The next stop is electronics. That's anything with a cord or that runs on batteries, anything from a home office or down to cell phone size to large and small appliances, dehumidifiers. That's a big one.
Yeah.
We have a fee on only 2 items, and that's in the electronics category. So for computer monitors, it's $10 each. For televisions, it's $20 each. And all other accepted items are at no cost to the participant.
So this is any size TV?
Any size TV. If it's really huge, I'm going to encourage people to go straight to our electronics recycler, which is Green Earth Electronics Recycling in St. Joe, and they can handle it there. But if you can't make it over there, you can only make it out to us tomorrow, we'll take it.
Okay, wonderful.
Then you'll pull ahead. The next stop is household chemicals, and that ranges from batteries of all sizes to motor oil, gasoline, old medications, a big range list of items that are accepted at the household chemical stop. And then the last stop in line is personal documents for free on-site shredding. And so when you arrive, you'll be assigned a line, and everything can be unloaded in that line, and you just have to pull forward, and our volunteers will help you out.
This is an awesome event, and only this large of event only happens once a year, correct?
Correct. And what's nice about this is a great place, one-stop shop, get rid of it. But while you're in line, we'll give you a list of where all these things are going in case mm-hmm. you come across more later or you have, you know, clean out again mid-year. Most of these items are accepted locally on a regular basis, or there's future events for some of the items like household chemicals.
Right.
We have 5 more of those events coming later.
Okay. Wonderful. And where can, if anybody had happened to miss the list of things that you listed off of items they should bring to Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Day that's happening tomorrow at LMC, where can they find more information, Jill?
Well, I always encourage people to give me a call. My number at my office is 983-7111. My direct extension there is 8234. But truthfully, I'll be out and about setting up for the event a little bit too. So if you don't get a hold of me, leave a message. I'll call you back or go to the website, probably the best option. The website is berriancounty.org. And then you just click on recycling services.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for stopping
Thanks.
By, getting all that information out there. And you should definitely go to this Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Day. It's happening tomorrow at Lake Michigan College from 3 until 7.